Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Well, a strange thing happened this year at the World Health or the World Economic Forum there in Davos. People, like the new president of Argentina, he came in, he let them have it. Boy, he told them what he thought about communism, the Antichrist world globalistic system, how it was the problem. And then I was amazed to hear Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, as he spoke at Davos. And let's listen to what he had to say.
And he said, world government is a tyranny. It's dangerous. It's one group controlling things. We don't need it. It's bad. Well, now we've had Javier Milei yesterday and a bunch of others confront the globalist in their face and say, you're a fraud, you're a danger, you're a tyranny. Well, now we have Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation. This is a 3.5-minute clip. And the full discussion I watched this morning, it's very powerful. Call them out and say, the main goal is getting the so-called elites out of our lives. People know you're governing us. We know you want us to eat bugs. We know you got a UN treaty to control our bodies. We know you're funding the open borders and transgenderism. We are not going along with it anymore. And this is what it's all about, identifying the enemy. They want to sit up there and pose as the saviors and say, everything bad's happening is global warming. Oh, COVID came from global warming. No, it came out of a laboratory, and so did your shots. And now they're in the news today saying crime's exploded in the U.S. because of global warming. No, it's because it's defunding the police and the media and all these Soros DAs in thousands of jurisdictions letting violent criminals loose, sometimes with no jail time for serious crimes like armed robbery and mugging and rape. And it's true that it's anti-white. If a white person is on a train with black people and there's a crazy black guy attacking everybody and they subdue him and he dies, the white guy goes to jail. They want racial division. They want a two-tier justice system because tyrannies always pick on a minority to set up their oppression first to get the majority on board, just like Hitler did and just like Stalin did and just like Mao did. They do it over and over again. It's a formula of control. So here is the very important clip as Kevin Roberts, the head of the Heritage Foundation, throws down the gauntlet directly to the globalist faces yesterday in Davos.
It's laughable that you would, or anyone would, describe Davos as protecting liberal democracy. It's equally,
standing up for it.
It's equally laughable to use the word dictatorship at Davos and aim that at President Trump. In fact, I think that's absurd. But I'm going to step aside from that constructive criticism and instead answer your question.
Yep.
And I'm going to be substantive here. President Trump, if he's the next president, for that matter, I think whoever the next conservative president is going to take on the power of the elites, which I mentioned earlier. But the thing that I want to drive home here, the very reason that I'm here at Davos, is to explain to many people in this room and who are watching, with all due respect, nothing personal, but that you're part of the problem. Political elites tell the average people on 3 or 4 or 5 issues that the reality is X, when in fact reality is Y. Take immigration. Elites tell us that open borders and even illegal immigration are okay. The average person tells us in the United States that both rob them of the American way of life. They're right. President Trump will take that on behalf of the average American. Elites also tell us that public safety isn't a problem in big American cities. Just travel to New York or Washington or Dallas, Texas. The average person will tell you that the lack of public safety damages not just the American way of life, but their life. President Trump will take that on. Thirdly, I guess the favorite at the World Economic Forum is climate change. Elites tell us that we have this existential crisis with so-called climate change, so much so that climate alarmism is probably the greatest cause for mental health crisis in the world. The solutions the average person know based on climate change are far worse and more harmful and cost more human lives, especially in Europe during the time that you need heating, than do the problem and the problems themselves. Fourth, two more here, Robin.
Okay.
The fourth, China. The number one adversary, not just to the United States, but to free people on planet Earth. Not only do we at Davos not say that, we give the Chinese Communist Party a platform. Count on President Trump ending that nonsense. And fifth, as we sit here, another supranational organization, the World Health Organization, is discussing foisting gender ideology upon the global South. These are practices that are under review, if not being rejected, by countries in Northern Europe. The new president, especially if it's President Trump, will, as you like to say, trust the science. He will understand the basic biological reality of manhood and womanhood. And do you know why? Not because of retribution, not because he's a dictator, but because he has the power of the American people behind him. And it's connected to Senator Portman's excellent point that in addition to needing a vigorous executive, we look forward to having the popular will inform both the House and Senate in 2025 to pass laws on all of those issues and many others. Ultimately, Robin, I think President Trump, if in fact he wins a second term, is going to be inspired by the wise words of Javier Milei, who said that he was in power not to guide sheep, but to awaken lions. That's what the average American and the average free person on planet Earth wants out of the.
Okay, so what's happening? As you and I, the tip of the spear of this broadcast, have done the groundwork, along with many other great people, and as globalism is now emerging and openly taking over the planet, there's going to be major opposition to it, and we've made it safe for people like Kevin Roberts, the Heritage Foundation, to come out and throw down the gauntlet and say, we're taking on the globalist. You're not our masters. You're not going to control us. The globalists admit they control the major governments. They're discrediting the government while they destroy our country. Instead, we bypass them and we cut them out of our government. We get out of the UN treaty over health care and over our bodies. We get out of the UN treaty over migrants. We get out of the UN treaty at UNESCO that's pushing all this transgenderism. That's how you kill it. You can argue all day who runs the New World Order and who the evil group is and all the rest of it. But if you specifically cut off the UN as the mechanism of its control, it fades away. And as it's identified that who elected the Davos group that merged the UN last year officially? And who elected the UN? We didn't. And they're monsters. And yeah, they've got the corporate media to still sing their praises, but when people see the corporate media say something's up, we know it's down. We know it's almost always a lie up front. And I've talked so much about identifying the enemy, so much about addressing how they control things, and that once we hit a tipping point, all these people are going to join us that secretly knew what was going on, didn't like what was happening, but now are ready to come all the way over. And that's happening with Elon Musk, and the list just goes on and on.
Cellular damage from a...
Okay, take me back now. All righty, there you go. Are we back? And, well, there you go,
we're
Joe.
Back.
All righty, here you go.
Did I add to that? Cause
yeah, go ahead.
Talking about that World Economic Forum there at Davos. Klaus Schwab is, while he was there, was predicting that AI will make elections obsolete. Yeah, he's saying now, you know, that... The end of free elections, and he said AI is more than capable of choosing the nation's leaders. Kind of frightening comments, but Schwab called for AI to go into a prescriptive mode, which means you do not have to have elections anymore because you can already predict, and afterward you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the results are going to be. Aren't these global technocrats, they're really bashful. They think that we're going to buy in and share the excitement they have about how to dehumanize all civilization. But I think they've got another thought coming, don't they?
Well, you know who agrees with that? that Joyless Blowhard from The View. She says that the people shouldn't be up to the people to elect representatives. Should be up to the elite to appoint them.
Right, the elites like her that are smarter than we are.
Well, Joyless isn't. She's not.
she's a bad example to be preaching that, right? Because you take one look and go, I don't think I want her making decisions for me or my family or my children or my grandchildren.
I could just see her and Kamala Harris. Joyless would be yelling and screaming at her, and Kamala will be laughing at her.
Giggling. Oh, wasn't that cute? Yes.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world.
It is. But you know what? What happened when you were talking about the... There was a big response from the so-called elite there at Davos, and they were angry. They were very upset, and they were even panicking, and some were saying that we have to stop this right away. If we don't stop this right away, it's going to be the conservatives, these Christians are going to get their way. So we got to find a way to put an end to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, we can't have Christians with ideas about their Lord and Savior, right?
Well, you see, what Alex Jones was said is what we've been saying here for 50 years on the radio. People got to stand up. They got to fight back. That's what we've been here. Our ministry has been one of exhortation to get people to stand, you know. And where does that come from? Well, the Bible says, be you doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves, right? And what does he say?
Right.
Show me your works.
We're supposed to be out there. We're to be witnessing and testifying. And it said when we see things, we're to reprove. And if that doesn't work, a gentle reproof, we're to rebuke. That's a strong word.
And refute. And we are to show you our faith by our works, are we not?
Works.
Okay, and that means getting it, means doing it, being doers of the word, not just hearers, okay? This is, every church should be an activist church. Every church, everybody. This is why we go to fundamentalists. We don't. We have all of these entertainment centers out there today. But we can't just dwell on that. We know this, that we can't depend on them. If it's going to get done, we got to do it ourselves, right?
Well, we, meaning
those of us that are doers of the word, not just hearers only.
Right. Okay. I was just worried you were going to say the two of us have to do all this.
No. Well, you know, this
including
is...
including a whole bunch of listeners, right?
Right. I pastor an activist church. The people there are there because
right.
they're activists. I would not be fit to pastor any other kind of a church. Ignorance and apathy, I cannot tolerate.
You wouldn't last long in a lot of these churches. They would either flee from you or, you know, fire you in a heartbeat if they could. So.
I had two deacons from one of the so-called mega entertainment church come to me, and they wanted to have a meeting, so I talked to them, and they said, look, our pastor is leaving, and we would like to have you come and candidate. And I says, well, you know, I said, do you understand, okay, my positions that I take? No. In this church, they actually had, well, it's not anymore, but for a while, they were actually had Rick Warren's Purpose Driven.
Oh, one of those churches.
Well,
oh,
well yeah, anyhow, so I said, do you understand my position? They said, well, that's exactly why we're here. We do. We need that in our church. We need someone who will boldly preach out and preach us to or teach us to be doers of the word. Our church needs your voice in there. And I said, how long do you think I would last? I said, you know, now think about this. I said, first of all, you're a 501c3. You have a board of directors. You're not an actual church. You're a corporation. You have a board of directors, and how quick after one of my sermons do you think these guys would vote me right out? Yeah, you got a good point there. You're probably right. There's just two of us, and we'd be outvoted. Yeah. But anyhow, well,
but
you know what?
Good thought. I can see what they were hoping that it would get some people to wake up and, you know, see the sunlight.
Yeah, well, you know, it would be really good if they could find, if they would accept that, but I know that somebody preaches like we preach and teach here. We wouldn't last there. when service would be it. Now, I wanted
to, you know, they didn't walk out during the service.
Yeah. The World Economic Forum, there's something else going on, Joe. There, one of the insiders admits that disease X will be, according to them, the final solution. And remember, by the way, one of the founders there of the World Economic Forum, his son and wife are very sick, and they want Bill Gates and Fauci arrested. They want them arrested, and they want the people involved in the World Health Organization arrested because him and his mother had taken the shots, and they got the real shots. They didn't get the placebo like most of these bigwigs get. And they got the real shots, and they're very sick, and they're both dying from the shots. And so they want them arrested and charged with murder. But here, let's go. Let's find out about the, will Disease X be the final solution? Take it away there, Style.
Of children have been flown into the World Economic Forum under cover of darkness for the Global Elite's annual summit in the Swiss Alpine resort of Davos, according to World Economic Forum Insight.
Stand by.
I think that's the wrong one. You need...
You're back.
Okay, go ahead. Whenever you're... go to the People's Voice. It's, well, the WEF World Insider is the one you want to go to. 9:56. 9:56. There's two
of
them.
The World Economic Forum starts this week in Davos, where Klaus Schwab and his unelected bureaucrats will give center stage to a virus that the elites are warning will kill 20 times more people than COVID. The WEF and the Bill Gates-funded World Health Organization are joining forces to prime Disease X in their final push for the pandemic treaty, which will strip the nations of the world of their sovereignty and officially sign them up to the New World Order's global government. For those who've been paying attention, the emergence of Disease X closely mirrors the shadowy origins of the COVID pandemic, with Bill Gates and the WHO holding tabletop exercises, the mainstream media disseminating fake news, and Klaus Schwab pontificating about casualties. The similarities are so uncanny that we have to stop and ask, is Disease X the pandemic that will get everybody's attention that Bill Gates and his ex-wife gleefully warned us about?
You know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and join the People's Voice Locals community to support the channel, Britain's highly secure Porton Down facility, which specialises in chemical and biological warfare, is said to be experimenting with Disease X. Here is the BBC with a classic example of fake news fearmongering.
The British government has unveiled a new vaccine research facility where scientists are working to prevent future pandemics. It's located at Porton Down, a high-security research facility best known for its work on chemical warfare. Experts are preparing for what is known as Disease X, or the next pandemic virus. Our health correspondent Dominic Hughes was given rare access to the facility.
How is it even possible that there's already a vaccine for Disease X? For those on Team Reality, the fact they're working on a vaccine for Disease X in a chemical and biological weapons lab should tell you all you need to know. And the fact that the government-funded BBC was allowed access to this top-secret facility makes clear that this news report is nothing more than fake news propaganda, carefully crafted to mislead the masses.
The delicate task of protecting the nation's health. This is one of the laboratories at Porton Down where scientists are analysing current threats, new variants of COVID, for example, and trying to identify new ones. Inside these purpose-built labs, more than 200 scientists working for the UK Health Security Agency are helping to develop and test vaccines against a range of diseases. It's vital work to keep us all safe.
We've got, in many respects, the toughest job in the world, which is to protect health against infectious diseases and environmental hazards. And it is tough because we know that the risks of new and emerging infections, including those of pandemic potential, is increasing.
For decades, scientists at Porton Down have been involved in medical research, as well as the work on chemical and biological warfare, for which the centre is perhaps better known.
Additional preparations for Disease X have also taken place thanks to funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which helps the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations to invest millions in a startup with Gerata Thin Film Inc. to create under-the-tongue vaccine wafers for needle-free vaccines. CIPI's mission is to fund the development of rapid response platforms to develop vaccines against Disease X and develop mRNA vaccines that can be given to children and the unaware like candy. Now they've got the vaccine, they can roll out the virus. Make no mistake, plans have been in the works for years. How do we know? Because as usual, the elite have told us about their intentions in advance. It's called revelation of the method, a dark occult practice in which the elite subliminally broadcast their plans to humanity and then take the lack of resistance to be implied consent. The global elite have been meticulous in their planning for the rollout of Disease X. We all know that COVID had a rehearsal within the tabletop exercise named Event 201 Pandemic Exercise. The exercise was conducted by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in partnership with the World Economic Forum back in 2019. Unsurprisingly, Disease X has also been rehearsed, this time at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, which hosted the Clade X Pandemic Tabletop Exercise on May the 15th, 2018, in Washington, D.C. At the Clade X event, NSA assembled a team of top advisors to discuss the mysterious illness, which they say will emerge first in Germany and Venezuela, leading to a massive loss of life in just 36 hours and economic collapse. We cannot let them get away with another pandemic. The stakes are too high. This is a battle for the future of humanity. Nothing more, nothing less. After this quick break, we'll explain what we can do to stop this pandemic in its tracks. Secure your wealth and their move. According to the WEF, the public must cease and desist questioning what we're being told by the experts. Yes, the same experts who got everything completely, spectacularly, 100% wrong during the COVID pandemic. According to the WEF, if you dare to question the experts, this means you're a so-called conspiracy theorist, which they are now claiming is worse than being a terrorist. That's right. Anybody who promotes a different perception of reality or questions the authority of experts should be considered more dangerous than a terrorist in 2024. The global elite really are flexing their muscles in preparation for a high-stakes lunge at humanity's throats. The WEF has been a proponent of the WHO's pandemic treaty, with the goal of obtaining a legally binding agreement between the UN health agency's 194 member countries. A World Health Organization whistleblower has warned that the global pandemic treaty is a ploy by the globalists to abolish national sovereignty and replace it with a one-world government. Biden has already confirmed plans to sign the treaty, handing over US sovereignty and allowing the global elite to call the shots in America. Bill Gates' dream of death panels and euthanasia labs on every street corner is becoming a reality in Klaus Schwab's model society, the People's Republic of China. Preparing for the rollout of Disease X, the Chinese are assembling fleets of mobile crematoriums to incinerate bodies on street corners, as the world population, already heavily depopulated by COVID vaccines, is driven down even further.
This is a
call the vaccine the final solution. Maybe just the best solution. Okay.
The return to normal solution.
Exactly.
Given what we've learned from the COVID pandemic, we can assume that preparations for Disease X have been completed over the last few years, since at least 2018 and Clade X. And Bill Gates is currently excited to see his final solution come to fruition. Are you going to join the fight against the global elite's plan for total global domination? Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the globalist elites, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel.
Alrighty, we are back. And again,
you know, Pastor, after hearing that, wasn't too long ago, you and I talked about this. We talked about the Wuhan lab is working on a new virus, the GX-P2V, and it attacked the brains of mice that were engineered to reflect genetic makeup similar to people. And this underscores a spillover risk into humans, provides a unique model for understanding the pathogenic mechanisms of the SARS-CoV-2-related viruses. And we talked about how it was not an accident. This is a mutation version of a coronavirus cousin. And so here we have, you know, we talked about they did it on some mice. Every one of the mice infected died within just days. So here they have the World Economic Forum talking about virus X, and the Chinese have almost pretty much made it. And like he said, the Chinese are busy building what? Mobile incinerators to burn the dead bodies?
Yeah. But, you know,
but we kind of mentioned this a week or so ago. Sometimes we do so many stories I can't remember, but it wasn't that long ago we talked about this.
Well, do you remember what we mentioned?
Yeah, the 17th.
What was going to take place, though, in Denver, in Colorado. Colorado has become so woke, and they're having some real problems because a lot of people are getting fed up with it there. But their healthcare workers, they're talking about that there's going to be this huge outbreak of Ebola, and so they're already vaccinating their healthcare workers with the Ebola vax. In fact, do you have that there, Dr. Richard Bartlett style? Could you bring that up, the one with Dr. Richard Bartlett? I think you have that. That's the healthcare workers being vaxxed by live Ebola. We'll see if he's got that there. But this is we mentioned something like this a couple months ago. They were talking about this, and I'm not sure if Wendy was onto it. But we keep bringing all of these things up, but all of these things, Joe, is a sign of the end times. This is all a sign of the end times, everything. You know, that's
exactly, and the insanity that comes with it, and that's why, you know, the people do have a choice. They can, we can get rid of some of these politicians that are socialist, communist, far left, you know, Democrat liberals, and we can start putting some rational people into office, and the people have to get out and fight.
Absolutely.
They have to run to this battle, because it's not just political. We're fighting on a political field, but underneath, it's all spiritual. I think, who was it, James Madison, saying about the moral collapse of a people and a nation always precedes the political unrest and the economic collapse. So the moral collapse comes first, then you have a political breakdown, and then you have a total economic collapse, and this was found in the history of the world. And it hasn't changed.
Yeah, the opposition, they always tell you what they're doing, and we see that happening, and like Gates says, as long as it's planned, if you tell the people what you're going to do, the people will accept it. And it's crazy, but that's what's happening now. And, of course, you've got all of the mainstream media, NBC, ABC, CBS, all a part of the, you know, they will go along with whatever they're told to do to get the people. Again, they want to kill off more people with these vaxes. And, of course, they're going to be announcing that. And people are going to line up to get, you know, like lambs to the slaughter. Style, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you by any chance, were you able to find that Dr. Richard Bartlett?
Yes, sir. Ready when you are.
Okay. Let's just do it right now. Go ahead and just do it through until I tell you to pull it.
Now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, listen, this is an action alert for listeners and viewers on AM and FM stations, cable stations, TV stations, InfoWars.com/show, and Real Alex Jones on Twitter and many other places. We have Dr. Richard Bartlett and investigative journalist John Fleetwood with us for the rest of the hour. I knew that Bill Gates and the Pentagon had done experimental injections of so-called Ebola vaccines around the world that had caused most of the outbreaks. We have the articles, mainstream news, federal government documents. We're going to show you everything. But I didn't know they were giving it to hospital and medical workers here in the United States in places like Colorado. But Dr. Bartlett called us yesterday, sent us the documents, and we're about to do a deep dive on it. But overhead shot, this is from the CDC.gov, a history of Ebola outbreaks. And if you go into here, the last one happened 10 years ago. But first I want to show you this. This is AP. This is Reuters. This is mainstream news. More polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild virus. They do it in Africa, literally killing tens of thousands. UN says new polio outbreak in Sudan caused by oral vaccine, AP. How the oral polio vaccine causes polio, NPR. Just so everybody knows, we're not making this up. Disease X could cause the next pandemic, according to the WHO, or Ebola, SARS, NIPAN-9, pathogens researchers are keeping a watchful eye. Fortune. All right. That's just some of the articles. Now, here's the big data dump. And Dr. Bartlett's been on the governor's medical task force. He's run hospitals. He's working right now at a hospital, took his lunch off to do this. When he sent it to me, I said, can you come on? He said, yeah, only over the phone at my lunch tomorrow. So he joins us, and his information is at BudesonineWorks.com from his great work putting out the oral steroid that saved millions of people, BudesonineWorks.com. We have investigative journalist, highly recommended by Dr. Bartlett, John Fleetwood, riding shotgun with us. We'll go to him at johnfleetwood.com. But when you see something like this hiding in plain view, and they tell you get ready for Ebola to outbreak, then they're giving this experimental shot to medical workers, and we have the studies that 30-plus percent are shedding it. How is it doing it? What's happening? And why is Dr. Bartlett saying, medical doctor, this is so dangerous? I think we can all imagine why it's so dangerous, but he'll lay it all out with us right now. Ebola vaccine that sheds onto and infects others. Ebola vaccine that sheds onto and infects others 31% of the time given to Colorado healthcare workers just down the road from the new Ebola bat lab in Colorado. Here is the Immune Colorado announcement. Denver Health medical team receives Ebola vaccine. Can you give me an overhead shot? I'm going to show people this. This is from the local government. Here's the actual breakdown of the so-called Ebola vaccine from the FDA. There's the document there. A randomized controlled trial of Ebola vaccine disease therapeutics. What these vaccines have done, all the outbreaks they've caused. Same Bill Gates-backed live Ebola vaccine distributed before Africa's 2016, 2018, 2020, 21, 2022 outbreaks was just given to Colorado healthcare workers, U.S. Army now developing new Ebola medicines. So it's not hard to see what's happening here. This is crazy. What are they doing giving a vaccine that sheds of a deadly pathogen to healthcare workers? This is a big, big deal. From the evidence I've seen, it's ultra illegal. But let's now go to Dr. Richard Bartlett, who's on his lunch while he heads up a hospital operation here in Texas to tell us what's happening. Doctor, you're the expert on this. I'm glad you and the investigative journalist, John Fleet, were able to join us. Walk through this for us, Doctor.
Alex, thank you for inviting me to InfoWars. We really are in an information war, and you're at the tip of the spear. Thank you for sounding the alarm. Back at the beginning of COVID, you broke the news before anyone else did that we had an effective treatment for COVID, and you did that because you were doing your own research. Before you ever met me, you were covering budesonide nebulizer treatments for COVID, which was later validated by Oxford University in two randomized controlled trials. So you have been at the front, and I am honored to be with you today. We just went through 4 years of crazy during this COVID pandemic. And just as a refresher, you know, the funding of the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the bat lab research there, which led to COVID creation and then a, quote, lab leak, happened with a organization called EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak. You remember Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, having a fistful of evidence of gain-of-function research being funded with U.S. taxpayer dollars, and he was waving that on the Senate floor under Fauci's nose. Fauci was caught red-handed and was stammering, stuttering, and he said, I wasn't funding it. what was really happening. The rest of the answer should have been, but we were using EcoHealth Alliance to do a circuitous path of funding with U.S. taxpayer dollars for with Peter Daszak. The same thing is being reported to be happening in Colorado right now, funding a new bat lab being created right now in the center of the United States in coordination with Colorado State University is what's being reported. And it's over $12 million now that's been reported to be of U.S. taxpayer dollars that's funneling to make this bat lab in the middle of the United States. You just presented a lot of evidence. If you look at all the different separate pieces, it makes a composite picture. Denver Health paramedics, doctors, and nurses have just been vaccinated with a live Ebola vaccine. Never before have we had anyone in Denver, Colorado, or in Colorado at all vaccinated for Ebola. So this is history-making 2 months ago. Why would they be doing that? They said they're doing it in preparation for a potential Ebola outbreak. Why would they be thinking that's possible? Well, there's a lab being created down the street from Denver in Colorado Springs where they're literally, it's advertising that they will be doing bat research, and it has been reported that they will be working with Ebola, Nipah virus, and COVID. And, you know, at this point, what I see in the emergency room with COVID is not the same thing that we had 3 years ago. It's not nearly as deadly. But when you have this kind of research going on with genetic engineering still happening with COVID, we don't know what could be released or leaked from a lab again. You know, we just had Boston University and the CDC in South Korea both bragged that they had a COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. That was a year ago. And
now the Chinese are bragging they humanized mice with 100% death rate?
Right. So what is in those labs is not what we're dealing with right now in hospitals and emergency rooms. And I'm the medical director of a hospital emergency room. I work as an emergency room doctor. I am right now. And so I know what's happening boots on the ground front line. But we don't know the worst yet that could happen with COVID. If some of these things got out of a bioweapon lab.
And what you're saying is they'll just call it COVID. So let me ask you this. What about the reports, the government reports have here in front of me, that it's shedding 31% of the time? We'll talk to investigative journalist Sean Fleetwood in a moment. But, I mean, how do you take a shot that sheds? We know the COVID shots do that. What's happening here?
So you actually have – this is actually infecting people with live Ebola virus. That's what the Ervebo vaccine is. It's live Ebola virus. That's what the Ervebo vaccine is. And so if you look at the FDA package insert, they're obligated to have package inserts, which we were that was kept from the public with the COVID shots. But with Ervebo, the Ebola vaccine, you can look. Anyone can Google or search the Ervebo Ebola vaccine, which the Denver Health paramedics, nurses, and doctors received, and it will tell you there's a 31% shedding rate, meaning that they have live virus that could be transmitted to their spouse, to a loved one, to a neighbor, possibly to someone that they meet in the mall that does not know that they've been exposed to live Ebola virus. And so 31% in their package insert, the FDA package insert, that's the source of this information. I found that shocking.
Keep going, doctor.
And so you put these things together. This is the same vaccine that was used in Africa and there's in 2016. Well, they still had outbreaks of Ebola shortly afterwards, thousands dying of Ebola, not of something else, but of Ebola. And then 2018, a vaccine campaign again with Ebola vaccine and thousands dying of Ebola. And then 2020, 2021, 2022, we're seeing a pattern. It's not a one-off. It's not just a incidental finding. We are seeing that live Ebola vaccine, and if you look at the package insert, they admit that they don't know what would happen if this was given to immune compromised. So if, for instance, someone receives an Ebola vaccine that's a live Ebola virus and they're contagious with it, which is they're literally contagious and can infect others, that is why they're saying shedding, and they actually use the word shedding in the package insert. which was shocking to me because we've heard rumors about shedding with the COVID shot, which is not a live virus that could infect. But this is actually a live virus that could infect. And so 31% shedding rate. And so if someone's around someone at a mall and they it is potentially and they could be infected. So it's not a respiratory virus. It would have to be blood and body fluids. But this would not be the first time that we've seen this type of situation with a live virus be a problem. And if someone's on chemotherapy, if they have cancer, if they have Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and they're on some of the biologic injections that decrease your immune system, that if they're on steroids to help manage their disease, they're immune compromised. And we know that that would be a potential disaster for a large part segment of our population if they got around a live Ebola virus. And so,
well, Doctor, let's just slow down here for viewers and listeners, because I've got what you sent me. I've got the FDA and what this vaccine is a live virus. Explain how this works. And to me, it just sounds incredibly reckless, but you're a medical doctor. You're saying it's reckless. How does this work, and why would they do something so crazy?
Well, they are looking at the risk and benefits, and they're thinking that there is a potential outbreak. They literally say they are vaccinating their staff in anticipation of a potential outbreak. Well, that's never been a problem in Denver, Colorado. You look at the aspens and the pine trees and the elk, you don't see Ebola there forever. So what would make them be alerted? Maybe it might be something that's totally disconnected, a bat lab that's being created right down the street, and it's going to be studying, reportedly, Ebola, Nipah virus, and COVID. Three of the nine diseases that are listed by the WHO as potential pandemics in the near future.
Sure, so this sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, they're getting their first responders ready that'll put out the cover story and getting them in the program.
Well, they might be doing it with the motive if they want to be prepared for a future pandemic. What would make them think that a potential pandemic is going to happen in Denver, Colorado, or in Colorado at all? The center for healthcare in Colorado is Denver, Colorado. That is the headquarters of level one trauma centers and taking care of emergency states. So that's why the Denver Health was the place that they vaccinated with a live Ebola vaccine, which they've never done before.
Well, I mean, Dr. Barlow, this is so sensational, and you sent me all the documents. An investigative journalist, John Fleetwood, who you work with, highly recommended, is about to come on and talk about this, but they're giving somebody a shot. How does this vaccine, quote, work where it sheds? And then all the other outbreaks in the world we know are directly linked to this and other
So a separate virus. You're asking a good question, and you actually did a great service to uncover the polio in Africa. Right now, most polio cases that are happening in the continent of Africa are actually the vaccine strain of the live polio virus vaccine. And so that's the picture of what could happen, how things could go wrong with a live vaccine. So live polio vaccine is actually the strain of polio that is most commonly diagnosed now on the continent of Africa, not the wild strain that we're supposed to be protecting people from. And so when you have a live Ebola vaccine where someone's injected, they're actually infected with live Ebola virus. And that live Ebola virus in the injection could be shed, meaning it could be found in blood and body fluids, saliva. It's tested in the found in the saliva, urine. It's found in blood and body fluids. In wounds that are open, they find Ebola virus, live Ebola virus.
I mean, doctor, I'm just sitting here, not a medical doctor like you, not a member of the governor's board, not a hospital, you know, former, all that stuff. And I'm just like, giving somebody a shot that creates Ebola-like symptoms, I mean, this doesn't even sound real. It's so crazy, and it's hiding in plain view. From your medical background and sources, what do you think is happening here?
Well, here's the problem. Informed consent is a basic patient right. And if someone is going to be exposed to a medicine, a vaccine, a surgical procedure, they have a right to know the risk and the benefits, and even that they're exposed to it, that they might get infected with it. This situation is, because of the shedding, potentially someone who is vaccinated or infected with a live Ebola virus vaccine that's weakened. It is weakened. It's not the full deadly Ebola.
But won't it still come up as positive Ebola, which will create the hysteria?
Yes. Yeah, it is absolutely live Ebola, and it will test positive for live Ebola. And yes, that will be a sensational.
Yeah, because you know me, I'm always thinking of the war game, how they use viruses for control. I'm looking, why do this? That's what it looks like to me is a false alarm.
You better believe everybody will panic if they hear the word Ebola, as there's an outbreak of Ebola. And did we see people lining up for COVID shots, not knowing the risk and the benefits, just cutting in line? Didn't we see cars waiting in line for hours just to roll up their sleeve and to inject their bodies with what the Bayer pharmaceutical president, Stefan Ulrich, said was a gene therapy? He spilled the beans. It was gene therapy. But this is a live Ebola virus that's weakened, attenuated is the medical term. And so for someone who has a healthy immune system, they may not have a lot of trouble. But we have a huge segment of our society that is immune compromised. And
well,
this
sure, so this sounds
problem.
To me like.
All righty, we're back. And Joe, Deuteronomy 29, verse 27. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against the land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And the Lord rooted them out of the land in anger and wrath and in great indignation and cast them to another land as it is this day. And the secret things that belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the Lord. Now, he also says that he is going to bring forth also the plagues that are not written in this book, pestilence right. that are not written. And we're seeing that today. That's exactly what we're seeing taking place on the land because of the wickedness of the people. And, you know, like the Bible says that those that hate God love death. And you know, we keep trying to tell people it's later than you think. This nation needs to repent because God's judgment is nigh at the door. But anyhow, well, how much time do I have, Style?
Well, one thing we didn't tell anybody tonight, I thought real quick we better mention, Trump is winning 55-44 over Haley. And the Daily Caller is got a story out. 70% of all Haley's voters were not Republicans, according to the exit polls. So about 7 in 10 voters who back former Ambassador Nikki Haley were not Republicans, according to a CNN exit poll.
We knew
so
that,
there
Joe.
You have it.
Joe, we're up. We got to give them. You've got 5 minutes. Can you give a invitation?
Can do. I was thinking earlier, the word coming to mind right now tonight, what the Lord laid on my heart, was salvation. You're always talking about making your salvation sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Make it sure. And you were just in Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, God said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Choose life. That's what America is not doing, is not choosing life, and is one of the big reasons we're under judgment. And I wanted to read a couple passages that deal with salvation. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In 1 John 1, but if we walk in the light, and he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanse us from all sin. And Acts 16:31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And Jesus laid it out in John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, he was talking about Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus, we know, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. So if you want salvation, if you want that salvation that Jesus Christ offered, he paid for your salvation with his own shed blood. But to get it, well, he said, we cannot see the kingdom unless we are born again. To be born again means not having a physical birth. It means having a spiritual birth, being born in our spirit. And that happens when we call upon God the Father and we confess that we are really a horrible sinner. God hates all sin. He doesn't judge it on a scale of 1 to 10. All sin, and he said the wages of sin are death. He made that very, very clear. But he also said that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So we call upon the Father, confess with a repentant heart. We have to be truly in our heart sorry that our sins put his Son upon that cross. Jesus took my place, Pastor Ernie's place. He'll take your place. He paid the price for our sin, but only if we call upon God, confess that we're a sinner, we need a Savior, we're sorry, then we will be forgiven, and then we can ask Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior, to come into our life, to be Lord of our life. And we have to do it without reservation. We can't make deals. It has to be totally without reservation, hesitation. Jesus will then accept us and give us the down payment on salvation, on eternal life, and that is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, the spiritual baptism. That's when we are born again, and we have that indwelling forever as long as we're in these bodies. And we then become a believer.
1 minute. What? Go ahead. 1 minute.
I was just going to say, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life, we become new, a new creation, a new creature, and your life will be changed. You will find peace and joy and happiness that you've never known. You get rid of guilt that you didn't realize you were carrying from all that shame of sin, and it's the greatest decision that anyone can ever make. Nobody can make it for you. You must do it for yourself. You must search your heart, ask God to guide and direct you, and you too can become a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of the living God, and have everlasting life. There isn't a better deal in this world, but there is a horrible, horrible alternative to not accepting Christ.
You're absolutely right. That's very, very real, isn't it?
It is real. There are only two choices in this world. You will be in eternity, either heaven or hell. God didn't give a plan C. It was either or.
Very good. We have to say good night. Say good night. Now we have to say God bless.
God bless you.
Thanks for being here. And until tomorrow, we say always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.